Hi, I'm Paula.
Hi, I'm Paula.
I'm Julia.
We're going to talk about a forgiving but very important topic about the history of America. Do you have any ideas of what it is, Julia?
A Statue of Liberty.
Maybe about Thanksgiving Day?
No, any ideas? No? Okay, fine. We are going to talk about the Route 66 or the Modern Road.
The Modern Road is the symbol of the American dream and the famous road trips. It has about 4,000 kilometers from Chicago to Los Angeles and a lot of beautiful urban and rural landscapes.
And now a little bit of history. The Route 66 was created in 1926 by a very important empresary in Oklahoma that gave the road its name. It was created for the federal system, but it was the main road for migrate in the Great Depression and in the Second World War. Thanks for this road, a lot of people were safe.
Yeah. Safe before it went from Chicago to Los Angeles. And we are able to see cities like Illinois, Mills, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and California. A lot of films were filmed in a lot of parts of the route, and maybe you saw any of that movies. Soma, Thelma and Cruz, Forrest Gump, Easy Rider, and the movie Cars was based on the landscape.
Because it was very famous, there were a lot of routes. One of it was that if you want to travel by car, it's cheaper to buy a car that to rent it because to do these trips is not very cheap.
Another one is that the route is the same that when it was created. It's false because there are parts of the route that were destroyed.
Other people
say that it's a very route when straight. If you wanna do this trip and you think it's easy, you are in trouble because there weren't areas and memo roads.
They also say that there are fully paved roads, and it's true because the Route 66 was the first road to be route, and they finished it in 1937. And the last truth is that it's a slow trip. The Route 66 has secondary roads and highway that replace it.
Of this information, we look for a complete tour of the Route 66 in 15 days, with hotels and the car included. In day one, you start the trip in Chicago, and you are going to be there also in day two.
Day three, you are going to be in two places, Chicago and entering San Luis. In day four, you are going to be in San Luis to Springfield. Day five is a very complete day. You are going to be in Springfield and Oklahoma City.
In day six, you are going to visit a lot of places in Oklahoma City. Day seven is more relaxed, Oli, Amarillo and Tucumcari. In day eight, you are in three cities, Tucumcari, Santa Fe and Albergue. Day nine, in Albergue, Gallup and Holbrook. In day 10, Holbrook and Grand Canyon.
Day 11 is in Grand Canyon and Las Vegas. Day 12 is in Las Vegas, Mojave and LA. The two last days are in LA and Santa Monica, Hollywood and Beverly Hills are an optional visit. And the last day is in LA and back to the original city. And these trips include the hotels in Chicago, San Luis, Springfield, Oklahoma City, Amarillo, Tucumcari, Albuquerque, Holbrook, Grand Canyon, Las Vegas, and LA. And it also includes the rented car and a road insurance.
And all of these only for 1,205 heroes.
Finally, we hope this podcast helped you to organize your trip to the Route 66.
And we hope to enjoy and have fun listening to us. Bye bye.